Good afternoon. Light snow or a rain-snow mix will persist across southern New England for a good chunk of the early afternoon hours before winding down by mid to late afternoon as a few rain and snow showers, while precipitation, mainly in the form of snow showers, will end in the next hour or so across the I-88 corridor, the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and the hills east of the Hudson. Everyone else has already seen the precipitation come to an end. In fact, sunshine is starting to break out across the western and northern Adirondacks, and most everyone from about I-90 and points north will see increasing sunshine for the balance of the afternoon. Despite that sunshine, temperatures will remain well below average and only manage to reach the upper 30s and lower 40s for daytime highs. High pressure will build in, clearing skies out tonight, and it will be cold for this time of year, with overnight lows in the upper teens and lower to mid-20s. This will lead to a sunny, dry, but cold day for the final day of October. High temperatures on Halloween will only manage to get into the lower to mid-40s. At trick-or-treat time, it'll be chilly, falling back into the 30s, although it will be dry. We'll start out with some sunshine on Sunday, although clouds will be on the increase with rain developing by the end of the day. Highs will be back into the lower to mid-50s. Behind this system, another shot of unseasonably cold air, and with mostly cloudy skies on Monday, scattered snow showers and a gusty northwest wind, keeping it in the 30s to around 40 once again. A mix of sun and clouds staying around 40 for the high on Tuesday. Full sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday as highs begin to rebound back into the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will track onshore and inland across British Columbia, and this will lead to relatively light precipitation for parts of Washington and Oregon. The center of this energetic system is then forecast to track across far southern Canada before arriving north of Lake Superior by Saturday night. A lack of moisture will result in little to no precipitation for the northern Rockies and northern plains Friday into early Saturday as an associated cold front swings through. However, the biggest threat with the passing front will be gusty winds from the northern Rockies to the northern plains. A high wind watch has been issued across portions of northwest Montana as winds could gust up to 60 miles per hour, and along with making travel difficult for high-profile vehicles, these winds will also lead to elevated fire weather across the northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Chino, California, and also Palm Beach and Pearson, Florida, to a low of 2 at Saratoga, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy and breezy with snow likely, 1 to 3 inches, and highs in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs near 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 80 set in 1946, and the record low 20 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m. 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine through the afternoon hours with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow for the early part of the afternoon, tapering off to a few scattered rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, clearing out tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, any light snow will wind down and we'll have increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any light rain or snow showers early this afternoon will come to an end, giving way to increasing sunshine today and highs around 40. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold for this time of year in the mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to thickening clouds with rain developing by the end of the day on Sunday, breezy in the lower to mid-50s. Rain and perhaps some snow on Sunday night and early Monday morning, then windy and cold Monday afternoon with scattered snow showers around 40. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Tuesday, and mostly sunny in the lower 50s Wednesday and sunshine in the upper 50s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.